Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Listen to rumors. Now, what I mean by that is anything that somebody hear, which is basically gossip, about somebody and they haven't went and confronted that person face to face, you accept that or you listen to that, that's foolery.
That's right. Amen.
Now, I understand what God does with it. I'm going to use myself as an example, me and my wife, because I'm a prophet, I'm an apostle. I know how things work in the spirit. Glory be to God. I understand that sometimes God uses things like persecution and he uses things like warfare and things of that nature to promote you and build you up and to put you in front of the forefront and to elevate you and things of that nature. But I understand that. I do understand. I have a keen awareness of the spirit of God. I do understand that God will use that to elevate you. But I want to also just point out, even through that elevation process, even through him promoting you, even through that, when people begin to persecute you for speaking against you when they don't even got the whole story.
Amen.
I want to point that out. I understand that God would use that for your good, for your greater good, and you just embrace it and go through the fire. Even with me and my wife, we've been persecuted over the years. We done so much for people and for the kingdom of God. I mean, it's crazy. We done blessed people. I can go on down the list. We gave this one couple $1,000. They turned around. They left the ministry literally a few days after we gave them $1,000 and then started talking bad about us. And that right there, though, that type of stuff right there make people not want to do anything for you. You understand what I'm saying?
It messes it up
for the rest or other people. But because me and my wife, the type of people that we are, as I say, I'm going to use myself as an example. Because we are the type of people that we are, we still bless the people of God. Even since then, we done paid people rent. We done did all of that. Car notes. I mean, the list goes on. Sons and daughters, even there was a young lady who was on Facebook blasting preachers because she couldn't get no help. Her and her baby was in the car, living out the car. She couldn't get no help from ministries. Me and my wife, I told my wife, and we just hit her up and we said, "Here, we about to wire you some money." You know what I'm saying? So even people that's not in our ministry, we have blessed. Now, we use wisdom, and we careful about that because some people, especially on the Internet, they scam artists. So we're led by the Spirit. But my whole point is we've blessed people, and they still spit in our face. We've helped people and they still did us wrong.
We prayed.
I done went to hospitals where people, family members, was in comas, literally. And I'm telling you, I literally went to the hospital, prayed, and they rose up out of the coma. And that same person who family member was in a coma turned around and backstabbed me. You know what I'm saying? But if it wasn't for the love of Jesus, so I got the agape love. You understand what I'm saying? But my whole point is this. People have done us wrong. People have persecuted us. And they have not even known the full story. Some of y'all even on here have. The Holy Spirit is showing me. You just stepping in just to be a spectator. I'm a prophet of God. Don't ever forget that. Now listen to me. You want to listen, that's cool. I don't care. But I'm going to tell you like it is. I've had people do that, and even some that's on this call right now today, they smile in my face all the time. They want to take my place, backstabbers. I've had people listen to rumors. And this is foolish. That's sad. And some of y'all could relate to that because some of y'all family did the same thing to you.
Amen.
You listen to a rumor. Soon somebody say something about you or say something about a person, or they post on Facebook, or they post on, you know, they social media, this crap that's going on now, or they make a YouTube video, and then you all of a sudden support them. But you ain't never spoke to the person. You just believe everything that person said, not knowing that person could be a rapist, but they trying to talk about a real prophet.
Yeah, exactly. Tell the truth.
Fools listen to rumors, but it turns out for our good. If we are
rooted, right.
in Christ Jesus, we are believers, it always turned out for our good. But the point is, why even be a follower and listen to that rumor? What is wrong with us? Is our mind that weak? For us, me personally, if I care that much, number one, I'm not going to listen to them. But if I care that much, I'm going to go up and I'm going to say, hey, check this out. I heard this blah, blah, blah about you. I don't believe in gossip, but I have to bring it to the source. What, could you please explain what's going on? I'm going to do that much if I care that much. I'm going to do that instead of inviting warfare into my life and putting my mouth on something that don't even involve me.
Exactly.
Amen.
A lot of people do that.
Amen.
You put your mouth on something that don't even involve you, and you don't even know the truth. And you believe a source that you don't even got a relationship with. That's called foolery. That's called foolery. Fools listen to rumors. Somebody need to hear that. Stop listening to those rumors. You don't want nobody listening to rumors about you? Well, stop listening to that. I ain't talking about me right now. The Lord's showing me in the realms of the spirit. Some people, even on the line, on the call today, listening to rumors about other people. That's gossip. And I'm going to tell you something. You reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Right now, at this year, you listening to that, and you laughing, and you participating in that. But God works in mysterious ways. You can change your life. You can end up maturing. And 5 years from now, the same thing will happen to you, and you will be like, but I changed. I'm not that way. I repented. But you still got to face those consequences, baby.
Tell the truth, Apostle.
Amen.
You still got to face those consequences.
Fools tell the truth, Apostle.
To fools.
Amen.
Fools debate with other fools. Fools debate with other fools. I don't got time to debate with a fool. Matter of fact, the Bible even talks about when you're talking to unbelievers or a person that's not in the spirit about the word of God, it say don't even argue with them. Don't even contend with them because they can't understand it because they're not spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Fools debate with other fools.
Man.
I don't got time to waste debating with other fools. I don't got time to waste debating trying to make somebody believe it more than I do. I don't got time to make you believe something. I'm going to put it out there, and if you reject it, then that's on you.
Amen.
But it's
Amen.
Foolish because I begin Amen. To waste my time. I'm wasting my time trying to make this person believe something when that's the job of the Holy Ghost. I'm wasting. I don't know about y'all, but the most precious commodity that I got is my time.
Amen.
It's my time.
Amen. Amen.
I don't got time to waste trying to make you. The Bible says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
That's the truth right there.
That's what it
says. I'm
going
to put it out there as a believer. I'm going to put it out there as a witness to Jesus Christ, his resurrection power, to my life. And if you choose to reject my wisdom, then that's on you. If I continue
right,
to debate, I continue to try to argue with this person, then I'm wasting my time, and now I become a fool just like the person that I'm trying to convince.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Fools are not wise. Women of God, first of all, I want to say this. Women of God, be careful. Be careful, women of God, because there's a lot of men out there that will want to try to play you and use you like a fool. And I know some men that will call themselves a prophet, and they single, call themselves a prophet, and they may look handsome, they may look a little cute or whatever, kind of cute, like some of y'all say, he kind of cute, you know what I'm saying? But he got a good mouthpiece, he can talk, he's suave, and they will begin to try to use that to get you just like a modern-day pimp or player, but all they do is use a religion as a front now to get you to sow into them, to get you to spend their money, spend your money. This just happened, literally. Mm-hmm. This literally just happened within the last few days, 48 hours or so. A young lady hit me up and was telling me, and she was crying and talking about how she sold into this quote-unquote prophet. And the prophet... Mm-hmm. And the prophet she gave $1,200 to, gave $1,200 to, and she didn't have enough to pay her bills and none of that. He was telling her like, yeah, you should sow $1,200, and then she like, I don't have enough to pay my bills, and then he was like, well, the Lord said sow $1,000. She like, I still won't have enough to pay my bills. Well, the Lord said sow $300. How many times the Lord gonna say? When the Lord say one thing, he say one thing.
Amen.
That don't make sense to me.
That's horrible.
You understand what I'm saying? And so he used his I guess buffness or whatever, and he know a lot of men do this, but now more so today they do using religion as a front, calling themselves prophets. I told y'all I got cousins that I could sit up there and say, hey man, check this out. Yeah, we're going to do you up, make you up a Facebook page, call yourself proper so-and-so, you handsome, watch how many people flock to you, especially females. It's sad. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of low self-esteem. It's because they don't got a spiritual father. They don't got a real father. It's because they've never been taught. It's because they don't, what I said in the beginning of this message, seek counsel. They just see something, and I got some daughters that have done that as well. Don't seek counsel, just go out to the first thing flying. And then they end up hurt, and then now me or my wife got to pray them through. Because
Amen.
they didn't come to us in the first place. And so it's low self-esteem. A lot of these guys, and I got to be real with you. I got to be honest, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I got to tell you the truth. A lot of these dudes, they use these titles, they call themselves prophets. They usually target a woman that is chubby or got a little weight on them. Because they know, number one, I got to tell you the truth. I'm not trying to be funny, I got to tell you the truth. They know that women that are plump, are plush, got a little bit of weight on them, heavy set, they know that they eat good, they possibly can cook good, and they definitely know how to take care of man.
They'll fill my belly,
and I'm not trying to be vulgar, I got to be honest with you. They got a good mouthpiece. They'll take care of me, and I can tell that they don't get too much attention. So me being handsome, I'm gonna come to them knowing that they don't get too much attention. And I'm gonna treat them like they the queen, and like everything, like they the creme de la creme. And what's gonna happen is I'm gonna end up telling them I'm a prophet and they should sow into me, or I'm gonna flip the story and I'm gonna use pity. You know, baby,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't, mm-hmm. my phone bill, you know, my man, I was shorted on my check this week, baby. You the best. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Man, can you help me? Can you help me, baby? I was shorted on my check this week, you know. Oh, no problem, boo. I help. I love you.
Oh, the Lord.
I love you, baby. Then all of a sudden come up in your news feed.
Amen, that's so true.
Then all of a sudden come up in your news feed another profile. You're like, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Calvin got another profile? I didn't know about that.
Ooh.
You click on it, he got it set to public. That was his fault. He was slipping. Player was slipping on that. Now you looking through his profile pics, you see him hugged up with another chick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's
exactly.
going on?
Yeah.
You confront him about it. He said, oh, baby, that's old. That's old.
Yep, that's true.
And now you hurt and you crying. You said, I want my money back. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost fly out the window. The prophet saying, now you a demon and you need to get delivered.
Come on, tell the truth.
Then the prophet that you liked all of a sudden began to say things like, yeah, I sold it into another ministry. That money gone. So you need to get delivered. Yeah, the ministry that he sold it into was the ministry of side chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Or the ministry of his main chick, and you the side chick. But the ministry that he sold into was another female. That's what he sold it into. You giving your money, he playing off your low self-esteem. But I'm going to say that, and I said it the other day, I said, I can't feel too bad for you if you've been played like that, if you have already been presented the truth, especially those under my covering, under me and my wife covering, you know what we teach.
Amen. It's God.
You have now become a fool. I just got to tell you the raw truth. Because you know what we teach. You know we got discernment out of this world. Glory be to God. You know that we can shake a person's hand and we can look at a person's picture. We can tell if they snakes or if they truth. Just off a glance.
Yes, you can.
You
sure
know.
Can.
You
Amen.
Know, but your flesh says skip all of that. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You're operating now as a fool. A fool. There's power in a fool. You become a tool of Satan to destroy God's kingdom, to destroy your own life. This just literally happened. And it wasn't the first time. All throughout last year, we was getting that type of stuff. It wasn't the first time, but this literally, like, within the last few days, and I'm not going to say the person's name because it ain't about embarrassing nobody, but I got to use this story. Don't nobody know who I'm talking about because I ain't telling nobody, only my wife. You understand what I'm saying? But it's not to embarrass nobody. It's, this right here is to encourage you not to operate in that.
Amen.
You know I'm supposed to be your prophet, but you give this Negro $1,200 to spend on his old his girlfriend.
No.
I said, well, God, because I seen some people, and people are so gullible. I seen some people, they was making up fake Brian Karn pages a while back, TDJ pages, and these people was from Africa, and they were saying, orphanages in Africa. They were saying, so to the orphanages in Africa. And people was giving them like $8,000, $10,000, big money, right? And they come to find out it was a scam. But God had grace on them, and he still blessed them. Now, God could do what he want. And I said, all we could do now was just pray that God still bless you for sowing into dead ground.
Jesus.
But you know my ministry raised people from the dead. You know people get tens of thousands of dollars back when they sow into my ministry. You know people, family members come off crack cocaine and other drugs when they sow into my ministry. You know the works and the power of God. You see the hundreds and hundreds of testimonies. You are supposed to be your prophet.
Uh-huh. Speak on it.
But you take your hard-earned money and you listen to the scam artist, you listen to this playboy, thinking that he wants you, so you thinking that can open up a door for a relationship?
Amen.
Women of God, they work more than that.
Yes, sir.
If you have low self-esteem, if I'm your spiritual daddy, and I'm also a prayer spiritual mama, we tell you now that low self-esteem goes. You are beautiful. You are wonderfully made. You are a powerful creature in God. You don't need to chase after no nasty, still man. Let him chase after you.
Amen.
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 Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir. Teach on it.
Preach.
It bullshit. It's three. Listen to me. It's three of y'all on here. In the next 12 to 14 days, you're going to get approached by a man. And these men are con artists. You better be careful. I ain't telling you to bring them to me or Apostle A Prayer. That's your prerogative.
I will.
I say this to say don't be nobody's fool. And I'm done, y'all. This is my message today. The power of a fool. Fools can be powerful for Satan. Don't be nobody's fool. I don't know if you really got that. Fools can be powerful for the kingdom of darkness. Fools can tear down nations. Hitler was a fool. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Hitler was a fool. Satan himself is a fool, but he's powerful because he deceives so many.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let that satanic spirit deceive you. I know you don't want to hear this. They don't teach this everywhere. I know the blue-eyed prophet, the purple-eyed prophet, he ain't teaching this because he a false prophet himself. He deceiving many women, sleeping around with him and stuff. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Yeah, I can say
Name
that because
devil.
God gave me a dream about it.
Come on. Teach on it.
Name the devil.
Don't nobody want to hear that, though.
Teach
I'm
on it.
I'm persecution for that, right? I tell the truth. Falling up under this dude, he married, and he's sleeping around and stuff, and you think because you're going to be the next one. That's a fool.
Yep.
Teach on it.
You ain't that desperate. Listen to me. It's 7 billion people within the earth, y'all. It's fish in the sea. Whatever you got to do. You got to change races. If you black, you better look at some white guys or white females, whatever you got to do. I think it's beautiful. Me and my wife, we was on a cruise. We seen this old couple. They was like 80 years old. They was walking. They was good shape, too. They was walking fast. And he had his little hat on. He had swag. He was a Caucasian male. And it was like in their 80s. And right under him, she was about 5'2", little black mama, walking right behind him. They looked so beautiful. I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
We saw it in Walmart. Yeah, she just the other day saw it in Walmart. She was in a motorized wheelchair, and her husband was grabbing her hand, and they was while she was rolling, he was walking. They was walking out the store together, black and white couple in their 70s. Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
That's beautiful. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, whatever you got to do, you can find love in other races, whatever you got to do. You understand what I'm saying? Just don't be nobody fool. Don't be thirsty.
That's exactly right.
You understand what I'm saying? Seriously, it's 7 billion people on this planet. I'm getting tired of it. It ain't enough black men. Yes, it is. You just looking in the wrong places.
That's right.
Say it again.
It is. It's a lot of single, good-minded, strong black men, strong white men, strong Puerto Rican men, strong Cuban. Whatever, it's a lot of good men out here. It's a lot of good women out here. You just looking in the wrong places.
That's right.
Amen.
You need to break that soul tie or break that spirit of resemblance that's attracting you to the same bad apples. Ask God to break that from you.
Yes, God.
Jacqueline Patterson.
Don't be nobody fool. God bless you. Coming on. I'm about to get ready to close out. Maybe you listen to the replay. It will be on the website. But the title of today's sermon was Don't Be Nobody Fool. That's the subtitle. But the main title, the primary title was There's Power in a Fool. And I know that's like, wow, how can it be power in a fool? That's what makes it interesting. I broke it down. But glory be to God. Listen to the replay. I want to say I love you guys so very much. But I just went through like 8 different points for y'all. I hope y'all took notes or mental notes, something. Because the Holy Spirit is showing me that the enemy wants to bring fools to y'all to make y'all fools. Even over the next 12 to 14 days, he want to bring imposters. So make sure you stay on guard. Make sure the Bible tells us that there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. May you come and get counsel. Repeat after me. Say, apostle.
Apostle.
I'm going to get. Wise counsel.
Wise counsel.
Glory be to God. I know this probably wasn't no message to make you. Amen. I know this probably wasn't no message to make you jump, scream, and shout, but I don't care. I would say hallelujah, because anytime somebody giving me what I call game, which is wisdom, giving me wisdom, I'm going to jump for that. I take wisdom over money, baby, because wisdom will teach me how to get more money. So I don't know about y'all, but even when the Holy Spirit was speaking through me, I learned some things on the day. So, Father, I thank you for this message, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the message that you've given us, Lord God, on how to not be a fool, but to walk in wisdom, to be a wise man. Lord God, we thank you for every word that has went forth. We thank you, Lord God, for every soul that has been touched. We thank you for the deliverance that have taken place. Lord God, we thank you even for the rhema word, the prophetic word that has went forth. Lord God, let it go in, not go in one ear and out the other, but let it resonate in the souls and the spirits of your people. And Lord God, may they be on guard. May they be in expectation to the things that you have, and of the things of the enemy that wants to come and deceive them. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare it so. In Jesus' wonderworking name, let all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Apostle April, she sends her love. Hallelujah. And we love you so very much. I hope that you got something out of this message once again. And I turn it over.
Amen.
Back into love y'all. Talk to y'all later. God bless you.
Amen.
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 We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.